This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup Final against the Edmonton Oilers. It was a long road to get there.
And Trocheck's on a breakaway. Down to her left, a shot. Save made by Bobrovsky. Back up front, a chance of Bobrovsky. The save on the follow-up as Fox was cruising in.
Montour down low, bar coming from right on a shot.
And he scores! The overtime winner here in Game 4. And this series is tied. The Panthers take Game 6 over the Rangers. 2-1 the final. The Panthers are moving on.
Four big bites out of the apple, and it is finished.
It all starts this Saturday. Time to preview the series on the home of the Panthers on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Panthers Stanley Cup Final Preview Show is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
Welcome in to the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup Final Preview Show right here on 560 WQAM. Doug Plagans here with you for the next 2 hours right here getting ready for the upcoming Stanley Cup Final Game 1 at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise coming up on Saturday night at 8 p.m. And of course, we'll get you started across the radio network with pregame coverage at 7:30. Every game of the series starts at 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, Doug Plagans here with you. Danny Garcia on the other side of the glass, getting you set for this upcoming series. And well, the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final for the second consecutive year. And this time, Panthers going in deeper than a year ago, knock on wood, healthier than a year ago. And even though these are two teams that are more geographically separated than any two Stanley Cup finalists who've ever met for Lord Stanley's Cup, feels like maybe they're on a little bit of a collision course. Two teams that are certainly deserving of their spots in the Stanley Cup Final. Again, over the next 2 hours, we are going to be previewing the upcoming series. We'll talk a little bit about what has gotten the Panthers to this point. And, of course, we'll get you all set up for what is coming up. Again, the series gets going on Saturday at 8 o'clock, and we've had plenty of time to preview this from all angles and talk to a lot of different people about this. And speaking of people that we've had a chance to talk to about the upcoming series and people who are going to join us to talk about the upcoming series. Coming up next segment, Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press. He's going to stop by. We can't do a preview show of any kind without Tim Reynolds, the Associated Press, stopping by. After that, later on in this hour, a conversation that I had with Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola. We'll talk about the run so far. We'll talk about the series coming up. Later on in the program, at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, we'll hear a conversation that I had with Panthers forward Evan Rodriguez. And then later on in the program here, we'll catch up with Sportsnet reporter Kyle Bukauskas. He joined us on an episode of the Territory Talk podcast this week to preview the series. And again, covering the series up there on Sportsnet north of the border, he was on the ice for the conclusion of the Western Conference Final when the Edmonton Oilers punched their first ticket to a cup final since 2006. So we'll get a little bit of that perspective from Kyle. coming up later on in the program. So again, lots to get to, and we've got some sound coming your way here in just a moment from a handful of Panthers players as well as the head coach, Paul Maurice. So we've got lots to get to over the course of the program. Later on, we'll also get to some of the stats that matter over this series as we preview it. And again, coming up at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, we'll have Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final, Panthers and the Oilers, 7:30 Panthers preview. Game 2 of the series will then be Monday at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. So those are the first two games of the series. We mentioned all the travel that's going to be involved in the series. So there will be a couple of days between games when there's travel involved. So you've got Game 1 on Saturday, Game 2 on Monday, and then nothing Tuesday, Wednesday. The series will resume with Game 3 in Edmonton on Thursday, a week from tonight. How about that? A week from tonight, we're already going to be into Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. And then a week from Monday, it'll be Game 4 in Edmonton. That's Saturday the 15th. Should it be necessary, a Game 5 in Sunrise on Tuesday, June 18th. Should it be necessary, a Game 6 in Edmonton on Friday, June 21st, and the Game 7, if it gets to that point, would be Monday, June 24th at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. And every game of the series starts at 8 Eastern, even the ones way out there in the Mountain Time Zone in Alberta. Every game in the series starts at 8 Eastern. Every game of the series has a 7:30 network pregame show on the radio side, and every game of the series can be heard right here on 560 WQAM on the free Odyssey app at WQAM.com. On your Panthers app, you'll get the WQAM broadcast. Hit that radio button in the top right corner. Lots of different ways you can consume Panthers hockey coming up in the Stanley Cup Final, and we invite you on board for all of it. So mention some of the guests we have coming up as we roll along, but as we get rolling in this program now, I want to hear from some of the Panthers. I know you want to hear from some of the Panthers as well, and as we've had time to look back at the Eastern Conference Final victory over the New York Rangers and really set the table for this upcoming Stanley Cup Final, we've had a chance to hear from a lot of folks, Panthers players. We've had a chance to hear from Paul Maurice. We'll hear from them shortly, but we've heard from a lot of folks in the media as well. I know we've all been doing a lot of talking about this series coming up. So let's get right into hearing from the guys who are going to be out there on the ice when things begin on Saturday night. Here is defenseman Aaron Ekblad of the Panthers first. This was yesterday after the Panthers practiced. And, well, the first thing I asked him, with a little bit of downtime between series, how is the preparation going for the upcoming Stanley Cup Final?
Oh, it's been good. I mean, obviously, it's never a bad thing to get some rest. But when it's this long, it's easy to get out of it. So trying to find a way to push ourselves in practice and in the gym and all those important things we need to do, recover. So, yeah, it's been fun, different.
And as far as the preparation goes, looking ahead for this one, obviously you haven't seen this team in a while, but no secret, both teams know what the big keys are going to be. Just as far as breaking down this one, preparing for the series, what have been the big points of emphasis for you guys so far?
Yeah, we're both going to be watching video, right? So they're going to know exactly what we got going on. We're going to know exactly what they got going on. They're dynamic. Their skill is incredible, obviously. So it's going to be an interesting series. I don't expect anything to be easy out there. There's going to be no easy ice, and they do a really good job in their D zone. So it's going to be an interesting series.
How would you say it feels different this time around compared to 1 year ago at this time?
I've been getting that question a lot, and it's just obviously our team's just in a bit of a different situation, right? So different in that sense. We're a stronger team, we feel like, than last year, and with that experience under our belt, hopefully it builds well.
Aaron Ekblad of the Panthers. And again, Ekblad, part of another storyline in this series, going back to that 2014 draft. He was the number one pick in that draft. The top four picks from the 2014 draft going to be on the ice in this upcoming series. Of course, Ekblad went number one. Sam Reinhart went number two back then to Buffalo. And Sam Bennett went number four back then to the Calgary Flames. Leon Draisaitl was taken by the Oilers third overall in that draft. So the top four from that draft all going to be on the ice when the Stanley Cup Final begins coming up on Saturday. And now Matthew Tkachuk, who knows a thing or two about playing against the Edmonton Oilers, going back to his time on the other side of the Battle of Alberta playing for the Calgary Flames, though he admits a lot of things have changed with Edmonton since he was a part of that that battle of Alberta. Here's Matthew Tkachuk with his thoughts on this matchup against the Edmonton Oilers.
There's been actually a little bit of turnover since just the last couple of years since I've been there, but I think that I really haven't played against Skinner that much. So I'd say that's the one new thing. I think that they defend better as a team than they get credit for. I think everybody still thinks about, you know, McDavid and company and the all-out offense, run and gun. That's not really what they're like. So they obviously have that super high-end offense, but I would say they're more complete now than maybe they were even 2 years ago when I was there. So very, very, very skilled team. Defense, you know, have more defensive guys other than Bouchard, who's unbelievable offensively. And, you know, their forwards have a lot of speed. So played against them a lot up in Calgary. Haven't seen them a lot the last couple of years. We haven't seen them in 6 months or whatever. So it's both teams aren't really too familiar with each other. But I'm sure after the first period, we'll get a good feeling of each other.
Matthew Tkachuk right there. And again, talking about this matchup against the Edmonton Oilers coming up. And when you talk about Edmonton and playing against the Oilers, the first things that come to mind, mentioned Leon Draisaitl, part of that 2014 draft. But Connor McDavid, again, he can do things at speed that we've never seen anybody in the history of the National Hockey League able to do. Part of that two-headed monster as far as the Edmonton Oilers attack goes. They do have more depth, Edmonton does, than really at any other point during the McDavid-Draisaitl era. They defend better than they did at any point during the McDavid-Draisaitl era. But those are still the two guys that you talk about the most when it comes to Edmonton. Here's Brandon Montour, Panthers defenseman, on defending against Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
With those guys especially, each series has, you know, specific players that you kind of key in. But, you know, two of the best players in the world. Obviously, they've shown it their whole career. And those are two players that not necessarily you can shut down, but you can limit. And you got to make it tough on them. You know, I think you could see, you know, every team plays against these guys. They try to find a game plan to, you know, stop them. And they obviously find their ways just how talented they are. But you got to make it tough on them. It's going to be a long series, you know, 7-game series that make it tough on them as much as you can and, you know, limit their chances, you know, to the best you can.
Brandon Montour, the Panthers, they're talking about defending against those big guns over on the Edmonton side, 97-29, McDavid and Draisaitl. And as far as the last but certainly not least of the Panthers players that had a chance to catch up with, here is Anton Lundell of the Panthers. More on the matchup against Edmonton, specifically on taking on Connor McDavid, another centerman.
Top class superstars there, you know, so we just need to be aware of them, you know, same way as we've been aware of like the top guys in the series earlier. So we're just trying to, I mean, get ourselves ready and be excited and fresh and ready when it starts on Saturday. I'm sure we'll play against everybody in the series, in the earlier series, like we, my line has got their top guys, so I'm expected to play against everybody and just, you know, we all know how fast it is. Just be aware when he's on the ice and know where he are and just, you know, play him tight, not give too much room and space to make plays.
Anton Lundell there, and that's the big thing. Over a course of a 7-game series, everybody's going to be matched up against the big guns over on the other side in some capacity at some point. So it's something that everybody's going to have to be ready for as we get ready for the upcoming Stanley Cup Final. Again, Game 1, Saturday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. If there are tickets still available, FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, that's your place to go. Or you friendly Panthers in the playoffs or as these playoffs are the best Panthers gear, flateamshop.com, or you can go to Pantherland at the FTL War Memorial, which is open 7 days a week, has an unbelievable selection. So you want to make sure you go out and check that out. And folks, the cats are on the hunt. Catch your cats at the Game 3 watch party. You know, Games 1 and 2 are at home, but the Game 3 watch party on the 13th at Amerit Bank Arena, presented by Funky Buddha. Drink specials, giveaways, and more. The party starts at 7. Get your tickets now. FloridaPanthers.com is where to go. Well, we are going to take our first break here. As I mentioned, lots coming your way as we cruise along. Hour number two, we'll hear from Evan Rodriguez. We'll hear from Sportsnet's Kyle Bukauskas to give us a little bit of a preview on the Oilers side of things. And well, as we continue along here in hour number one, we've got Nico Mikkola coming up later. But up next, Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, my friend and yours. He's going to stop by. We can't do a preview show of any sort without hearing from Tim. That's going to be coming up straight ahead. Doug Plagan's with you until 8 o'clock here on 560 WQM's exclusive Florida Panthers Stanley Cup Final Preview Show. This is AM 560 Sports WQAM.
This is the Stanley Cup Final Preview Show, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks on the home of the Panthers on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Let's get back to the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Welcome back here on the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup Final Preview Show. Doug Plagans here with you. And again, breaking it all down because we're starting this series coming up on Saturday. It's going to be an 8 p.m. face-off, 7:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. You'll want to tune in. We'll have all the action for you right here on 560 WQAM, the free Odyssey app, the Panthers app. We'd love to see you out at Amerant Bank Arena. But if you can't make it, again, we've got you covered from a lot of different angles as we get going. Stanley Cup Final coming up on Saturday evening. So Doug Plagans here with you and kind enough to be joined now by one of our favorite associates, kind enough to take some time out for us, Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press, one of my favorite associates with which to be associated. Tim, thank you for stopping by because, hey, as we know, we can't do a preview show without Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press stopping by.
Well, we could, but it's kind of like spelling donut without Doug. Can't really do that.
Yeah, I mean, there are some informal outlets that do spell it without Doug, but we get the premise of what you're saying.
Yeah, but like, I mean, it's like one of my favorite lines from Two and a Half Men. And boy, are we on a tangent already. When someone asked Charlie Sheen, is Charlie short for anything? And he goes, Charles. And she goes, well, it's not really shorter then, is it? Noting that there are both seven letters in Charlie and Charles. My question is this about this series. The three extra letters in donut, D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T to D-O-N-U-T. Are we really that lazy a people where we're going to ignore the U, the G, and the H? I just don't get it. I don't understand, Dougie. Help me understand.
Well, here's what, first of all, I think it was probably a stylistic thing. That's my guess. It was probably easier to write on something at some point in time. That being said, segueing back into the Stanley Cup Final, Tim, because it's starting on Saturday, 2 years in a row in the Stanley Cup Final for the Florida Panthers. And I know that the ultimate goal is to lift the big prize at the end. But just looking at it from this angle, for this team to get here 2 years in a row, how much have you enjoyed watching the building of all of this? And what does it mean to be able to see this team in the Cup Final two straight years?
You know, it's funny because I'm not the voice of the team. That's you. That's Goldie on the TV side. I'm just a guy who shows up and types things. I have a lot of friends who work for the team. I'm very lucky to count some of the people who work for the Panthers as friends of mine. And I know what it means to them. I know what it means to the people who were there when the team wasn't good to have these moments. And they don't come every year. This is not a forever thing. There will be a year sometime when the Panthers don't make the Stanley Cup Final. It's going to happen again at some point. So you really, where I sit, I really enjoy seeing the joy that people who work there have. I enjoy seeing the building as electric as it was. And I'm going to use the Rangers series as just one little granular example. First two games of that series in Sunrise, it was maybe 60-40 Panther-Rangers. There was a lot. I mean, we know we have a lot of New Yorkers in South Florida, obviously. There was a lot of Ranger fans in that building. There was a lot of blue in those stands. By the third game in Sunrise, it felt like it was 90-10 again. It just, you could see, you could literally feel the excitement build in that series. Now, when you look at it big time, I mean, over the long term, you've seen the excitement building over the last several years for this. And I still say, and I've said it to you before, I truly believe it all changed here during the pandemic when you had those 3,000 people in the building every night because that's all you were allowed to have in. I just think it was such an unusual atmosphere that people heard about how much fun it was and said, I want to be part of it. So then they come back when the pandemic's over and they bring friends. And we've seen this thing grow and grow and grow. I have friends of mine, Dougie, that are trying. So I have some people that are willing to spend a pretty dollar for Panther tickets, and they can't get them. We never saw this coming, and it's just been so cool to see. So, yes, to be in the Cup Final 2 years in a row, I'm so happy for the people who worked there. I'm so happy for the people who built it. I am incredibly happy for the 19,000-plus that have been in the building every night, the people who listen, the people who watch. It is a hockey town right now. We can argue, is it a football town? Is it a basketball town? There's no answer. But today, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and for the next 2 weeks, and hopefully through a parade, it's a hockey town. And it's so cool to see.
It's unbelievable to see. Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by. He's been covering everything down here in South Florida for a long time. And great to get, again, Tim's perspective on everything here. A man who has his finger on the pulse of everything, as well as anybody else out there. And Tim, we've kind of gotten this from a lot of different people, the ideas on how maybe this year feels different from last year. But as you look at it, what do you notice about this Panthers team that maybe looks different, and not just health? We know how banged up they were going to the Cup Final last year. We found out about that after the playoffs were over with. But just in watching the way this team goes about its business, what do you notice maybe differently this year compared to this time 1 year ago?
I think they're having less fun. And I want to be really careful in how we say that. But I think it's true. But I think there's a reason. And I think it's really good. It's still, first off, hockey rooms, whether it's good team, great team, bad team, terrible team, mediocre team, average team, a hockey locker room is fun. Like, you can't play the game of hockey and go to work every day and not have fun. You the boys in the room are always going to be the boys in the room. So you're always going to have some level of fun. I just think there's a little bit more of a seriousness. Now, let's be real clear. They did not lose the Stanley Cup Final last year because they weren't serious or they didn't want it or whatever cliche term we're going to put at it. They didn't win the Stanley Cup last year because too many key people were really, really hurt at the really wrong time. And Vegas absolutely was a machine. Like, Vegas was the better team. Give them credit. That all said, I think there's been more of a balance this year, more of a healthy balance between keeping the eyes on the prize, truly believing that you can contend, and having that mix of fun. Remember, last year's team, we've gone over it so many times, like, they weren't a playoff team with a month to go. It was not about the Cup. The Cup was not talked about because you weren't going to win the Cup. You weren't getting in the playoffs with how that season started. This year, it's been about the Cup from day one, and really it's been about the Cup ever since they watched Vegas hoist it last year. It's been about the Cup for 12 months for this team because it took them – because when you go there and you lose, obviously the goal is we're going to get back. Everybody says that. And we've covered it. You know, I've written about it. You've talked about it. It's really, really rare to lose the Stanley Cup Final and get back to it the next year. It's happened twice in 40 years. It's really tough to do for a lot of reasons, a short offseason, whatever. This team, this group of Panthers, Paul Maurice, Bill Zito on down, and then obviously the players, figured out a way to remain themselves a fun-loving bunch, a loose bunch, while getting a little more serious and having the ultimate be that beacon that they're pointed at all season. The Cup was not their North Star for much of last year. It just sort of happened that they got into the final. This year, it's been, I don't want to say cup or bust because that's so dangerous in hockey, but it's been the goal all year. It was talked about all year. very few teams find a way to manifest what you talk about in September and carry it to June. It's really tough to do. And there's really good teams in this league. Florida just beat three of them just to get this opportunity to take on the two scariest guys in the league right now. But that to me is the difference. There is more of a seriousness with this team without sacrificing what makes them them. It's a fun group. It's a good group. Look at the way they embrace each other's success. There is no ego on this team. There's no best player. There's no star. There's a lot of leaders. There's one captain, but there's a lot of leaders. That, to me, is what has made this team so successful. They figured out a way to keep everybody happy, to come in, do the work, but know that there was one goal all year. This was the only thing that would have made it a good season for the Florida Panthers. Did we get back to the Cup final? Really tough to do. And I think it's been an amazing story. And that part of it doesn't get talked about enough for me.
Yeah, really amazing story. And it is tough to do. And I've said it all along. It's one thing to say, all right, pick up where you left off and carry it through the whole next season. But this team's done that and went on to win a division and now find themselves in the Cup final. And Tim, a couple things that I want to get to off of what you just said. You mentioned two of the most dangerous players in the league, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. I know everybody on the Panthers side has gotten plenty of questions about those two guys, but when it comes to defending against those guys, I know Barkov's going to be a key part of this equation, but there might not be anybody whose star has risen more in these Stanley Cup playoffs, not just on the Panthers, but across the league, than Gus Forsling. How much, when you talk about this Panthers team, when you hear people talking about this Panthers team, when you're asked about this Panthers team, how much does Gus Forsling's name come up? And how much fun has it been for you to be able to watch the stock of Gus Forsling just continue to rise here?
Well, it's funny because a couple of months ago, when the Panthers and Gus agreed on the extension, you're like, wow, 8 years, $46 million? That's a lot of money for Gus Forsling. That's a lot of money for Gus Forsling. A month later, we're like, Phil Zito stole him. It's the biggest bargain in hockey, this extension that he just got. It's so funny how the playoffs do that. And I think it's just, he hasn't gotten better in the playoffs. He was this good. It's just more people are seeing it now. The 5-on-5 numbers with him and Barkey on the ice, you know that they're just, I mean, they're video game level stupid, how good this team is defensively when those two guys are both on the ice. Except it's going to take video game level stupid to slow down the Edmonton Oilers. And I almost said stop. You're not going to stop the Edmonton Oilers. I mean, that will not happen. They're just too good. They got here for a reason. But Florida's strength has been, I mean, this is a team that gave up, what, 200 goals in the regular season? Second lowest in the league. I mean, people think.
Right there, yep.
Yeah, people think Edmonton is this crazy Showtime Lakers, fast break, run and gun, shoot a lot of threes version of a hockey team. And then I think there's some misguided notions that the Florida Panthers are the same way. That's not the identity of either of these teams. Sometimes they score a lot. Sure, they have incredibly talented offensive players. There is just a defensive mindset with both of these teams that doesn't get talked about, doesn't get appreciated enough. And I think Florida is the better defensive team. That's why I do like Florida in this series for a lot of reasons. But I think it's because of the guys, like you said, like Gustav Forsling, who are, I mean, forget Bob being Bob and all that. I think it's the guys like Gustav Forsling who have proven that when they're on the ice, you better bring the lunch pail because it's not beat you up, not grind you out. They're willing to do whatever it takes, whether it's, you know, just getting in. They do the basic stuff so well, Dougie. Sticks and passing lanes, route awareness, knowing where you're supposed to be, not trying to do too much. Blocking shots, we know, has been just an uncanny strength of this team. Guys like Gus do whatever it takes to make sure that anything that gets to Bob, one, Bob's going to see, and two, it's a quality shot. Goalies want quality shots. It's easier to stop a quality shot than it is some knuckleball. They want that. Gus Forsling is one of the absolute unsung heroes of this team. And at the end of those 8 years, Billy getting him for $46 million is going to seem like an absolute larceny. It's going to seem like contract version of Bobbery, like we saw in that Tampa series. Bob's great save. Gus Forsling, I think, is already worth the $46 million, and now you get 8 more years of him at it. It's just an unbelievable story. I keep saying it's an unbelievable story because so many things about this team are. Gus might be one of my favorite stories on this team just because of all he had to go through to get here, to get to this place, to get to this level in the league, and now to get that reward, get life-changing money. That's so cool.
Yeah, when Paul Maurice was asked about Gus before one of the games at Madison Square Garden a couple of weeks back in the Eastern Conference Final, he told the media in the room, he said basically, Gus Forsling is everything that all of you want a pro athlete to be, just the way that he's gone about his business and the way that he's dedicated to the craft and continues to work at it and, again, excels in really every area of the game. Tim Reynolds, the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by. And, Tim, before we let you get going, last thing, and you've touched on some of this, but for the Panthers, I guess the old fill in the blank, the Panthers will win this series if what happens, what needs to happen?
A few things. One, Bob needs to be Bob. I don't want to oversimplify it, but I did think, like the last series, I did think was Bob versus Shesterkin. I just did. I know it's not that simple. I know that's a really uneducated way to look at it, but you know that you knew going into that series that both goalies were going to be great. One of them, you couldn't have one guy be good and one guy be great. The guy who was going to be good was going to lose. They were both great in that series. You need continued great from Bob. There will be a moment in this series where Connor McDavid does to Bob what he did at times in the West Final. I've watched the goal. Everyone knows which one I mean. I've watched it on slow-mo 100,000 times. I still don't know how he scored. Connor McDavid's going to have that kind of moment. So the first thing is Bob has to be really good. You have to be Bob. Secondly, you've already done one of the things. You've gone into this thing pretty healthy. Now, there's going to be obviously a lot of physicality. You know, knock on wood, you want both teams to be healthy. You want this thing to be decided the right way. You want best on best. To me, honestly, everyone says like it would be critical for the Florida Panthers to stay out of the box. Obviously, it is. I just don't know how big of a key it is because they have been a more disciplined group in the playoffs than they were during the regular season, obviously because the focus goes up, the attention to detail, the stakes are higher now. They're just not going to take any silly penalty. I kind of want the whole thing, and I wrote this today. I think the whole key to the series isn't one guy, but I'd really like to see Matthew Tkachuk have a moment in Alberta. And I think I always root for the best story, and I think that would be the best story. Matthew Tkachuk to go back to the arena that hates him the most in the world, go back to Edmonton. They remember him from the Calgary days, quite obviously. How cool would it be for Matthew Tkachuk to have a signature moment against his longtime rival? I think that would be kind of cool. So basically, it comes down to goaltending for me. It comes down to the basic stuff. Oh, you know what? I should say this. I've learned a lot about Chris Knobloch's story in the last few days. Chris Knobloch is an accomplished hockey man who deserves to be a head coach in this league. There is clearly an air, though, around the Panthers that come hell or high water, Paul Maurice's name is getting on the cup. They want this for themselves. They want this for their families. They want this for the franchise, for all the people who believed in each of them to get to this point. The men in that room are united. They're getting this thing for Paul Maurice. And I think that could be the X factor that Edmonton may not have. I'm sure they want to see their coach's name on the cup, obviously. I just don't think it's at the same level of being the team that gives Paul Maurice a cup. I think that's something that's going to drive the Florida Panthers a lot. And they probably won't say much about it until when and if it happens. I think that's an X factor that can't be overlooked. They want this for Paul Maurice.
Just a couple of the many, many reasons why this Stanley Cup final between the two most geographically separated Stanley Cup finalists in league history is going to be an extremely interesting one and a true treat for anybody who's going to be following along. Tim Reynolds, the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by. You can find him on the platform formerly known as Twitter, @ByTimReynolds. And Tim, you've got all kinds of stuff coming for us right now, don't you?
We've got NBA finals, which then, you know, coming home for a break, not missing any home games this year. We got all sorts of stuff for that. We've got all sorts of stuff starting tomorrow. We got media day at Amerant Bank Arena. I know you'll be there bright and early. I'll be needing coffee and an IV drip to get through that. But I know what you're getting at, Dougie, and I'm going to say it. As I've said to you many times, I'm going to see you at the parade, my friend.
I believe we always said that we would be on the same float in the event that that were to take place, that if we were so fortunate.
I don't think they let the hacks on the same float as the esteemed radio voices, but to see a parade together would be kind of cool. And for this market to be a market that has a couple of Vinces and a couple of whatever we call the baseball trophy, I refuse to call it the Bud, to have three Larrys, I think it's time we have a Stanley in this market. So I think it will be a pretty fun moment to see all those trophies together at a parade. If that was to come to fruition, that'd be pretty cool.
To say the least. He's Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by. Tim, as always, thanks for taking some time out for us. I know you're a busy man. We will see you at Media Day tomorrow. And again, can't wait to see you out at the Stanley Cup Final starting on Saturday. Thanks again, my friend.
Thanks, Dougie.
That is Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. We can't preview anything without Tim Reynolds stopping by to help us out and get his thoughts on the matter. So again, Stanley Cup Final starts up on Saturday, 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll have you covered across the Panthers radio network. Coming up next, conversation that I had with Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola. That's going to be on the other side of the break as we continue our 560 WQAM Florida Panthers Stanley Cup Final preview show. This is AM 560 Sports WQAM.
The Stanley Cup Final Preview Show, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, continues on the home of the Panthers on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Welcome back on our 560 WQAM exclusive Stanley Cup Final Preview Show with you until 8 o'clock here in the Eastern Time Zone. 8 o'clock on Saturday is when Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers will begin. We'll have all that for you across the Panthers radio network, which includes right here our flagship home, 560 WQAM, and we'll hit the air with Panthers Preview on the radio network half an hour before 8 p.m., before each game of the Stanley Cup Final, 7:30 network pregame shows throughout. This segment, want to get into hearing from one of the newcomers to the Panthers lineup this season, his first season as a Panther, Nico Mikkola, rock solid on the back end. But before we get into hearing from Nico Mikkola, who's on his way to a Stanley Cup Final for the first time here, here's Nico Mikkola's head coach, Paul Maurice, head coach of the Panthers, of course, talking about how important it has been to have a guy like Nico Mikkola this season. And again, a guy who's a big, sturdy, defensive-minded, dependable defenseman. Here's Paul Maurice on his importance.
He can get across the line. He can just close the... He was an interesting guy, but you know, that's all it goes back to Bill finding these guys, because we were watching video on him when he was in St. Louis and thought that would be good, but it might take a ways to get him. We couldn't make the trade for him. Watched him then in New York. And both those teams at the time played a different defensive game than we did, and the kind of thought was, if we can take him out of that and put him into something that's probably built more to his style, he could excel. And I thought he'd be good, but I didn't know that he'd be this good.
He had a really good year, his first year as a Panther. Here is Nico Mikkola, Panthers defenseman. I sat down with him a couple of days back. First thing I asked him was about these big games, and he said this is why you play the games.
Yeah, this is where you want to be, and you dream about these opportunities, and yeah, it's a long road every time, and like a lot of games behind, and like four more wins, and like that's our goal. So it's just been feeling like we go like every round is one step closer to where we need to be.
And in mentioning that, can you describe how close this team has gotten over the course of the season? This was a tight-knit dressing room before you came in, before the season, but it seems like this season's gone on. You guys have really been able to form quite a bond here.
Yeah, like first time I came in the locker room before the season, it was like crazy to see how close this group is, and like everybody is welcoming you here, and like it's easy to come in this team, and like, but yeah, right now like you feel like everybody is like with like big family.
And I don't want to spend too much time on it because it's old news now, but you guys got by the New York Rangers there in six games, really were the better team throughout. I felt like you guys were able to just assert your game all the way through. What do you think were the biggest keys there in that semifinal round that you want to take into the next round here?
Yeah, I think we just played hard and like all serious, and we've been saying like whole playoffs, it's a game seven series, so you just play hard every game and you wear them down, and nothing special. I think that's the key. Like we just trust ourselves and like trust what we do, and that's how we beat them.
And in mentioning that, is it something that's kind of become a key trait for you guys, a key part of what you guys do, in that it seems like you guys really embrace the process of the game. Everybody knows that you can't go out and win the game on one play in the first period, but you guys are able to, as you said, stick to it, wear down the opposition, and usually that works in your favor.
Yeah, I think we've been pretty comfortable all season. Like if it's 1-1 or 0-0, or even if we are like one goal behind, like we don't need to panic, and like we just trust the process and like play same way, and like usually like it's gonna do good for us.
Now, I've obviously watched you guys play a lot. I've never been on the ice of the National Hockey League. For the fans out there who've obviously just watched you guys play every night, what changes from round to round during the playoffs in terms of, is it the speed, the physicality, the hitting, anything like that? What is the biggest difference maybe that you notice round to round as you get deeper in the playoffs here?
Well, the teams are different, so I feel like we've been facing different style of teams. Like I feel like first round it was like a lot of skill. They had a big power play, and second round Boston heavy and tight defense group, like both ways. And the Rangers had also skill, and the Russ team kind of like, and yeah, it's different teams, but like different style, but like I think we play pretty much same every team, and like I say, trust our process, and like little things you change and try to adjust, but like yeah.
And Nico, Aaron Ekblad said during the Tampa series, going back to the Tampa Bay series, that sometimes, I know you don't want to spend too much time on the penalty kill, but sometimes when you guys go to the penalty kill, you actually get excited for the opportunity, because you guys are playing so well on the penalty kill that you're able to use it as a momentum shifter in your favor in a hockey game. What's been the biggest key to the success on the penalty kill for you guys, and how maybe do you approach that going into this cup final?
Yeah, like, yeah, you don't want to spend too much time, but like, if you take a penalty, like, we just play how we've been playing. Like, I think it's been pretty solid, like, pretty hard pressure, and like everybody knows what we do on the, and we've been playing with the same unit quite some time, so we know what we're thinking over there, and like how it's like. You can read it, sir. So, I mean,
you mentioned playing with the same unit for quite some time. You and Brandon have been a defense pair for pretty much the entire season. How can you describe the way that the bond between you guys has continued to solidify on the ice?
Yeah, for sure, it helps. Like you know what the D pairs is doing on the ice, and usually what he likes to do. And yeah, I think we've been solid. Like if he's going up and forward, he likes to jump, so I just stay a little bit back, and like sometimes I go and he knows like he needs to stay back a lot. But, like, I think we read each other pretty well, so I think it's been pretty good so far.
Now, going into this, the cup final, I know Paul Maurice has mentioned it quite a bit, but whether it's going into the big games, he said it a lot, you know, going into through the playoffs last year, he's mentioned it this season going through the playoffs, that, you know, the games are obviously important, but you have to go through this with a smile on your face. You have to go through it enjoying yourself, and you do want to feel the pressure to a point. How important is it? It sounds simple, but how important is it to go into these playoffs, like you said, with a smile on your face and making sure that you are taking it all in and enjoying it every step of the way?
Yeah, like I think this is the time of the year everybody wanna play, and you're excited as a hockey player. Like, sun is shining outside everywhere you go, and you get to play like something meaningful. So there's a lot of pressure, of course, but like you get a joy in that. Like, that's what you kind of want to feel.
And you've, last thing, I know you're going to get asked about this quite a bit, but going into a series against the Edmonton Oilers, you're a defenseman. If you happen to be matched up against a McDavid or a Draisaitl, you've played against them before. Mm-hmm. What are the biggest keys to playing against elite guys like that? Obviously, they're both very different players, yeah. But what are the biggest things that you have to keep in mind against those kind of guys?
Well, it's not going to be easy, but like... just take the time and space away. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, keep our gap like we've been playing all season. So I think that's how we can frustrate them and like take the ice away, because they can make a place if we give too much time.
Nico Mikkola of the Panthers there. Good conversation with him a couple of days back. We've had a lot of time to preview this upcoming Stanley Cup Final, which again begins on Saturday at 8 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena on Sunrise. Game 2 will be Monday at 8 o'clock right here in South Florida. That wraps up hour number one, but we've still got another hour coming your way. It's the exclusive Stanley Cup Final preview, folks. We're going to step aside. We'll come back. In hour number two, we'll hear from Kyle Bukauskas from Sportsnet. He was on the ice when the Oilers finished off their Western Conference Final Series against the Dallas Stars. We'll hear from him and cover a little bit of, what's brought this Edmonton Oilers team to this point. We'll talk about that with Kyle coming up a little bit later on. But next segment, Evan Rodriguez, the Panthers, had a chance to catch up with him. Good conversation with another guy who's going to be playing in his first Stanley Cup Final. Hour number one of the books, another hour to go as we preview the upcoming 2024 Stanley Cup Final between the Panthers and the Oilers. That'll begin on Saturday night. Doug Plagans here with you. This is the Stanley Cup Final Preview on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
The Stanley Cup Final Preview Show, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, continues on the home of the Panthers on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Welcome back on our 560 WQAM exclusive Stanley Cup Final Preview Show with you until 8 o'clock here in the Eastern Time Zone. 8 o'clock on Saturday is when Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers will begin. We'll have all that for you across the Panthers Radio Network, which includes right here our flagship home, 560 WQAM, and we'll hit the air with Panthers Preview on the Radio Network half an hour before 8 p.m., before each game of the Stanley Cup Final, 7:30 network pregame shows throughout. This segment, want to get into hearing from one of the newcomers to the Panthers lineup this season, his first season as a Panther, Nico Mikkola, rock solid on the back end. But before we get into hearing from Nico Mikkola, who's on his way to a Stanley Cup Final for the first time here, here's Nico Mikkola's head coach, Paul Maurice, head coach of the Panthers, of course, talking about how important it has been to have a guy like Nico Mikkola this season. And again, a guy who's a big, sturdy, defensive-minded, dependable defenseman. Here's Paul Maurice on his importance.
He can get across the line. He can just close the... he was an interesting guy. But, you know, I mean, that's all it goes back to Bill finding these guys, because we were watching video on him when he was in St. Louis and thought that that would be good, but it would, might take a ways to get him. We couldn't make the trade for him. Watched him then in New York. We just, and both those teams at the time played a different defensive game than we did, and the kind of thought was, if we can take him out of that and put him into something that's probably built more to his style, he could excel. And I thought he'd be good, but I didn't know that he'd be this good.
He had a really good year, his first year as a Panther. Here is Nico Mikkola, a Panthers defenseman. I sat down with him a couple of days back. First thing I asked him was about these big games, and he said this is why you play the games.
Yeah, this is the where you want to be, and you dream about these opportunities, and yeah, it's a long road every time, and like a lot of games behind, and like four more wins, and like that's our goal. So it's just been feeling like we go like every round is one step closer to where we need to be.
And in mentioning that, can you describe how close this team has gotten over the course of the season? This was a tight-knit dressing room before you came in, before the season, but it seems like this season's gone on. You guys have really been able to form quite a bond here.
Yeah, like first time I came in the locker room before the season, it was like crazy to see how close this group is, and like everybody is welcoming you here, and like it's easy to come in this team, and like, but yeah, right now like you feel like everybody is like with like big family.
And I don't want to spend too much time on it because it's old news now, but you guys got by the New York Rangers there in six games, really were the better team throughout. I felt like you guys were able to just assert your game all the way through. What do you think were the biggest keys there in that that semifinal round that you want to take into the next round here?
Yeah, I think we just played hard and like all serious, and we've been saying like whole playoffs, it's a game seven series, so you just play hard every game and you wear them down, and nothing special. I think that's the key. Like we just trust ourselves and like trust what we do, and that's how we beat them.
And in mentioning that, is it something that's kind of become a key trait for you guys, a key part of what you guys do, in that it seems like you guys really embrace the process of the game. Everybody knows that you can't go out and win the game on one play in the first period, but you guys are able to, as you said, stick to it, wear down the opposition, and usually that works in your favor.
Yeah, I think we've been pretty comfortable all season. Like if it's 1-1 or 0-0, or even if we are like one goal behind, like we don't need to panic, and like we just trust the process and like play same way, and like usually like it's gonna do good for us.
Now, I've obviously watched you guys play a lot. I've never been on the ice in the National Hockey League. For the fans out there who've obviously just watched you guys play every night, what changes from round to round during the playoffs in terms of, is it the speed, the physicality, the hitting, anything like that? What is the biggest difference maybe that you notice round to round as you get deeper in the playoffs here?
Well, the teams are different, so I feel like we've been facing different style of teams. Like I feel like first round it was like a lot of skill. They had a big power play, and second round Boston heavy and tight defense group, like both ways. And the Rangers had also skill, and the Russ team kind of like, and yeah, it's different teams, but like different style, but like I think we play pretty much same every team, and like I say, trust our process, and like little things you change and try to adjust, but like yeah.
And Nico, Aaron Ekblad said during the Tampa series, going back to the Tampa Bay series, that sometimes, I know you don't want to spend too much time on the penalty kill, but sometimes when you guys go to the penalty kill, you actually get excited for the opportunity, because you guys are playing so well on the penalty kill that you're able to use it as a momentum shifter in your favor in a hockey game. What's been the biggest key to the success on the penalty kill for you guys, and how maybe do you approach that going into this cup final?
Yeah, like, yeah, you don't want to spend too much time, but like, if you take a penalty, like, we just play how we've been playing. Like, I think it's been pretty solid, like, pretty pretty hard pressure, and like everybody knows what we do on the, and we've been playing with the same unit quite some time, so we know what we're thinking over there, and like how it's like. You can read each other's. So I think.
You mentioned playing with the same unit for quite some time. You and Brandon have been a defense pair for pretty much the entire season. How can you describe the way that the bond between you guys has continued to solidify on the ice?
Yeah, for sure it helps. Like you know what the D-pairs is doing on the ice and usually what he likes to do. And yeah, I think we've been solid. Like if he's going up and forwards, he likes to jump, so I just stay a little bit back, and like sometimes I go and he knows like he needs to stay back a lot. Like I think we read each other pretty well, so I think it's been pretty good so far.
Now going into this, the cup final, I know Paul Maurice has mentioned it quite a bit, but whether it's going into the big games, he said it a lot, you know, going into through the playoffs last year, he's mentioned it this season going through the playoffs, that you know the games are obviously important, but you have to go through this with a smile on your face. You have to go through it enjoying yourself, and you do want to feel the pressure to a point. How important is it? It sounds simple, but how important is it to go into these playoffs, like you said, with a smile on your face and making sure that you are taking it all in and enjoying it every step of the way?
Yeah, like I think this is the time of the year everybody wanna play, and you're excited as a hockey player. Like sun is shining outside everywhere you go, and you get to play like something meaningful, so there's a lot of pressure, of course, but like you get a joy on that. Like that's what you kind of want to feel.
And you've last thing, I know you're going to get asked about this quite a bit, but going into a series against the Edmonton Oilers, you're a defenseman. If you happen to be matched up against a McDavid or a Draisaitl, you've played against them before. Mm-hmm. What are the biggest keys to playing against elite guys like that? Obviously, they're both very different players, yeah. But what are the biggest things that you have to keep in mind against those kind of guys?
Well, it's not going to be easy, but like just take the time and space away. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, keep our gap like we've been playing all season, so I think that's how we can frustrate them and like take the ice away, because they can make a place if we give too much time.
Nico Mikula of the Panthers there. Good conversation with him a couple of days back. We've had a lot of time to preview this upcoming Stanley Cup Final, which again begins on Saturday at 8 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena on Sunrise. Game two will be Monday at 8 o'clock right here in South Florida. That wraps up hour number one, but we've still got another hour coming your way. It's the exclusive Stanley Cup Final preview, folks. We're going to step aside. We'll come back in hour number two. We'll hear from Kyle Bukauskas from Sportsnet. He was on the ice when the Oilers finished off their Western Conference Final Series against the Dallas Stars. We'll hear from him and cover a little bit of, what's brought this Edmonton Oilers team to this point. We'll talk about that with Kyle coming up a little bit later on. But next segment, Evan Rodriguez, the Panthers, had a chance to catch up with him. Good conversation with another guy who's going to be playing in his first Stanley Cup Final. Hour number one of the books, another hour to go as we preview the upcoming 2024 Stanley Cup Final between the Panthers and the Oilers. That'll begin on Saturday night. Doug Plagans here with you. This is the Stanley Cup Final preview on AM 560 Sports WQAM.